Get your dose of independence and liberty every weekday right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 till the top of the hour. Toll free, our number is 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, I want to remind you, if you're a business and you need insurance, and every business does before they can even open their doors, that's such a detailed process. You find out, oh, to open your doors, you need this insurance, that insurance, and that means dealing with that broker and this broker. And, you know, you get the deal done. Okay, you're happy. Handshake, commission given to a broker. You shake his hand. You're lucky if you hear from him maybe once before it's renewal time. Look, the whole insurance industry now has been turned upside down in a positive way thanks to the new innovation, and that is AI-generated software created by one company, Supersure.com. You know, for example, you can go and meet with them, bring any policies you may have, because most people get insurance policies. Have you ever read it? Most people have not. If you did read it, did you understand it? Probably not. The beauty of Supersure with their AI-generated software, you know, they can run it through their software program and spit out in plain English what's covered, what's not covered. I mean, that's pretty amazing. They also have a business value calculator that will estimate what your business is worth, so you know exactly what you need to protect. And maybe you're paying too much. Maybe you're protecting at a higher level than you need to. Anyway, you only can find out if you go to supersure.com/Hannity. That's supersure.com/Hannity. The next generation of insurance has now emerged.
Paid for by Supersure Insurance Agency, LLC, a licensed insurance agency.
To our busy telephones we go. New Mexico, Thomas, Sean Hannity Show. What's up, Thomas? How are you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Sean. You know, I've been listening to you guys, and you guys seem pretty concerned about socialism and the takeover of the Democratic Party. I'm a young socialist, 26 years old, out of the University of New Mexico. I thought you might just appreciate this moment to, you know, maybe question a DSA member, some of our goals, figure out what the hell's going on here.
Well, I've studied you extensively. I'm not sure why I would need to do that. You know, define socialism in your words. Define, what does it mean to you?
I'm so grateful you asked that question, because if we can do one thing for your viewers here, it's get this straight. Socialism comes out of the...
We're on radio. These would be my listeners, but it's okay. We know what you mean.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Well, you know, socialism comes out of the French Revolution in the 1790s and kind of finalizes in the 1890s there. 1790s, 1820s there. And then we don't get communism until the 1840s. These are two very different philosophies. Socialism is very broad. It exists everywhere. Some people even say here in America.
Well, socialism, its technical definition, advocates for collective or government ownership and control of the means of production. It has taken on many forms, many manifestations, public collective ownership, as i.e. Mamdani and wanting to confiscate private property, central planning and a lot of heavy regulation, this idea, this notion of equality of outcome, which is the antithesis in my mind of freedom, the class battle, you know, it's, you know, the demonization of the wealthy, the belief that you can take from one group of people, empower government to take it and give it to another group of people and empower yourself in the process of doing it. I don't care if it's, you know, it's historical context. It does matter versus capitalism. But, you know, tell me why you think this would work. Where is it? Where is the ideal example of your democratic socialist ideas that work in your view?
Well, I would say, even looking policy to policy, my favorite thing to go to is universal health care. The entire developed world has some form of universal health care. If I go to Denmark or France or Sweden or Spain or the UK or Singapore, Australia.
Or Canada. Canada is a great example, right? They have single payer plan.
Yeah, you know, all of these countries have universal health care. That's a
Well, let me ask you, why do people in Canada that have that coverage have to wait 6 months to a year and sometimes longer to get service? Why do so many Canadians leave their country, come to the U.S. and pay out of their own pocket for treatment, for things like heart disease, cancer, et cetera? Why do they come here?
Yeah, I think the reason Canadians find themselves leaving Canada when they're looking for some of those specialized doctors and machines is because in the U.S., we have a system that favors people who can pay for their own medicine.
No, it's not. That's not the reason. It's because they're going to be treated faster, treated better, and it's worth every penny because time matters when it comes to health. What were the promises of Obamacare, if you want to talk about health care? What would Obama promise? What he went around the country for a year pushing Obamacare, Obamacare, Obamacare. What were the main promises he made? Do you remember?
Oh, he promised that you could keep your doctor and that your price...
Keep your doctor. Hold on, let's go through it. Keep your doctor. Keep your plan, right?
Absolutely. No, that's... No, you're...
And he promised the average American would save $2,500 per family per year on average, correct?
You're correct on that, but what you're also going to leave out is that thousands of Americans found health insurance, because before that...
Okay, now, we actually have the results are in. Do you know what the results are?
The results are that 40,000 Americans in 2009 from a Harvard medical study found that they died every year because they just didn't have...
No, the results of the promises made about socialized medicine in this country was called Obamacare. Keep your doctor. Why did millions of Americans lose their doctors?
Much credit.
Why did millions of Americans lose their plans? Why is the average American paying about, on average, 300%+ more? Why is there 40%+ of the country that only has one Obamacare exchange option? Take it or leave it. Why is that? Does that sound like success to you?
Actually, I would say so. I wish I had that. Right now, I have no health insurance. I do qualify for Medicaid. I'm actually waiting.
But you're not answering my question. The results are in. You brought up the need for socialized medicine, health care. I brought up Obamacare. I said, what were the promises? Now the results are in. Every promise that he made and Democrats made was broken. It failed.
God.
Let me ask you another question. How do you feel our educational system is doing, government-run schools are doing in terms of educating our kids? How do you think, how would you grade the school system in America? That's socialized, government-run, right?
Well, you know, I think we definitely, it's impressive that we spend more money on our schools than socialist countries but have worse test scores. So we're clearly doing something wrong at every turn.
Slow down. You said something deep and profound. We actually spend more per capita, per student, than any industrialized country, and we come in regularly around 38, 39, 40, 41, 42 in terms of results. Now, would you say that is a successful government-run schools? Are they succeeding or failing based on that one number alone?
I would say globally, other government-run schools are doing much better than U.S. government-run schools.
So we're failing in terms of government-run schools. Now, let me ask you, didn't they promise us that our Social Security money would be put away in a lockbox? Did they make that promise?
You know, our politicians seem to love...
The answer to the question is yes, they did.
Oh, they promised us.
They said they'd put that money away. They wouldn't touch it. Did they keep that promise?
We spend from it constantly. We spend for it on wars.
No, we raided the lockbox, and it's now headed towards insolvency. And the same goes for Medicare and Medicaid in states. Are you aware they're headed for insolvency because it got raided by greedy politicians?
Well, none of that's socialism, unfortunately. That's actually just...
No, actually, all of it is socialism in a way, because I'm telling you, there's a place like Galveston, Texas, that opted out of the Social Security system years ago, and they invested in the market, and the people there are making infinitely more money when they retire than people that stayed in the government-run system.
That might be...
You see, the problem is this. I know I'm pressing you here. Because in theory, I get what you're saying, but this is what you want to do. You want to empower people like Mamdani, elected officials, to have the right to take from one group of people, achievers, that took the opportunity of freedom and created goods and services that people, you can't force them to buy. I can't force people to listen to this radio show. And you're going to force them to take their money and empower your government. And they're going to make all these lofty promises. Here's the problem with socialism, Marxism, communism, redistributionism, statism. And I'll give you the final results everywhere it's been tried. Is you have unfulfilled promises every time, just like the ones I mentioned here. In other words, they make promises they can't keep. The New Green Deal, none of those promises would be kept. On top of that, you have a over time, so they fail, and you have disappointment, and you have more poverty than when you started. Then, when it's all said and done, you've empowered these politicians to take care of every aspect of your life rather than you being responsible in your life and taking control of your own life and taking advantage of something called freedom, which is a great gift. And in the natural state, I believe, and our framers and founders believed of mankind, and that is that we're endowed by a creator and with natural rights. And then the last part of it is, then you get to calculate how much freedom you gave up in the name of false security and broken promises. That's the net result, no matter where you look at what it's been tried at, whatever version has been tried. And in spite of that history, you brag that you're a young socialist. You brag you're part of the DSA. You wanted to come on this program and lecture me how great your value system is. I just happen to have studied your system up, down, and sideways because it always props up its head in some manifestation. So tell me, based on what I'm telling you, you tell me why you still remain, you know, cling to a system that has failed over and over again. Why do you want to cling to failure?
No, that's a good question, Sean. Thank you. Thank you for it. Well, what I would say is, at the end of the day, you might be right on a lot of your criticisms. We'll have to see how Mamdani does.
No, I'm right on all of them.
Sure, you might.
And I think you're probably a little surprised how much I know about everything that we've tried in this country that you would define as socialist.
You asked me why.
By the way, where are the free buses that Mamdani advocated for?
My city of Albuquerque. They call our city asking for advice how to set up free buses like I have here in Albuquerque. I live on Central. I use it every day.
And where are they in New York City that he can't afford them?
Well,
why did New York City lose $11 billion in wealth in the last year?
Good question, Sean.
Why are people fleeing high tax states like New York, New Jersey, Illinois, and California? Why are they leaving?
The same reason teenagers are fleeing Texas and Alabama for abortions in my state. People go where they feel like.
No, they're fleeing because, to focus on the topic, they're fleeing because they have had it with burdensome regulation, high taxation for states that believe in freedom. Let me ask you this question. Thomas, how old are you?
I'm 26 years old.
You're 26 years old. Do you believe, as I do, that God created every man, woman, and child on this earth? Do you believe that?
No, I'm an atheist. Thank you for asking, though.
You're an atheist. You know what an atheist, if you're an atheist, you have to believe, you know, science now shows us universes within universes within universes, right?
Well, you know, there might be an order.
No, you did. That is a fact. You know that, right?
That there could be potential, like, multiple universes. I know.
So to be an atheist, where did all of the energy for creation come from? Because I would argue you believe that something can come from nothing.
I would say we have something, so that's suspicious, but I don't think either you or me have a pretty good...
Where did all of that energy come from that built universes within universes? Where did it come from?
I think the most scary part...
If it didn't come from a god, I believe God, the Father, where did it come from?
But otherwise, we don't know. And I don't think you do...
So you don't know. So you leave out the possibility that something can come from nothing.
No, it's out there. I just don't think...
No. Well, where did it come from?
We don't know. Neither you or me, Sean. It's a big mystery.
But the bottom line is, if you hold out the possibility that it just came out of nowhere, that means you actually hold out the belief that something can be built out of nothing.
If that's true, it would be pretty incredible and strange, but that's not unpredictable for our universe. I wouldn't pretend to know what it's up to.
Well, where did the energy to build the universe come from?
I mean, again, you're kind of, it's possible.
You believe something can come from nothing.
It's possible there actually was a creation. It could have been a...
So there's possible that there's a God or creator.
It's also possible that multiple...
Well, I just turned you from an atheist into an agnostic.
Well, agnostics leave the door open for Jesus and Yahweh.
Well, do you now leave the door open that maybe a God created the energy?
A deity of some kind? It's possible. It could have been anything.
All right, so now I turned you in from an atheist. You can now answer the question when asked, I'm agnostic, I don't know.
Well, agnostics leave the door open for Jesus, and I don't do that.
No, it has nothing to do with a creator. God, the Father, the creator of heaven, the heavens and the earth.
I don't know what created the universe. And
well, then that means you're an agnostic. You're not an atheist. Listen, you do sound like a nice young man. You do. But I'm going to tell you something that might hurt your feelings a little bit. Please don't take it the wrong way. You are very naive and you're not very bright. You've got to think through these things more. And I'm going to urge you to do something. I'm going to urge you to study socialism, not in a book, the manifestation of it and how the history of it is one of failure after failure after failure. And look at every government socialized program in this country, and you'll find out that everything I told you in this last 20 minutes is true. But it was worth going through because you sound like a nice kid and you're very young. Winston Churchill famously said, if you're 20 and not a liberal, you don't have a heart. If you're 40 and we have the same conversation, you don't have a brain. Okay? So that gives you time to grow. And my prayer is that you grow, and it is a prayer. Okay, my friend?
Thank you, Sean. I've debated a lot of conservatives, and I think you're pretty fun to talk to. So I hope I get to talk to you.
I'm glad you called. Call back. I want you to think about these things and call back, okay?
All right, sounds good. Have a good rest of your day, Sean, all right?
All right, you too. God bless you.
Up next, our final roundup and information overload hour.